There is hopeful news today. More than 63 million Americans and counting are now fully vaccinated, and California has announced it will fully open up in June, pointing to falling case rates. But there are still many challenges with COVID-19, and today brought news of an alarming one. A huge new study published in Lancet Psychiatry found that 1 in 3 COVID-19 survivors comes down with mental or neurological disorders within 6 months of their infection. Researchers at the University of Oxford looked at health records of more than 230,000 patients, mostly Americans. 34%, that's tens of thousands of people, were diagnosed with anxiety, mood disorders, or things like strokes and dementia. Dr. Paul Harrison is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Oxford. He led the study. He joins us by Skype. Paul, doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
And we've heard this anecdotally from, you know, long haulers who've said they're suffering insomnia or anxiety months after being sick. This is the first of its kind study of COVID-19 patients, not long haulers, just your average patients. Tell us more about what you found.
Sure. So a few months ago, we published the 3-month outcomes for mental health diagnoses and showed that, yes, after COVID, it looks like there was a signal for anxiety and depression. In this much bigger study where we went out to 6 months, we not only confirmed that, unfortunately, a lot of people are getting diagnosed with anxiety and depression, but also a non-trivial percentage of people are also getting more serious neurological conditions like stroke, brain hemorrhages, and dementia. So, yes, the data are worrying, although on the other hand, you could say 2/3 of people after COVID are not getting any diagnosis of this kind. So there's some good news in amongst the more worrying news.
You could look at it that way, but that does seem still like a lot of people. And do we know why? Are we talking about something that may be caused by the actual virus? Because this is far more people suffering these, you know, effects afterwards than, for instance, people who've had the flu. So is it the virus itself? Could this have to do with the trauma of having COVID-19? Why is this happening?
Well, a study like this can't explain that, but I think both the possibilities you've outlined are going to be true to a greater or lesser extent. So what was noticeable is that the neurologic outcomes like dementia and stroke, the worse your COVID was, the more likely you were to then get that problem. And that suggests to me that there is a more direct effect of either the virus or your body's immune reaction to the virus that is leading to those problems. Whereas the mental health disorders after COVID were much less to do with the severity of the COVID. So even people who'd not needed to go to hospital, for example, had almost the same rates of depression and anxiety afterwards. So I think those disorders are more likely to be to do with the stress of knowing you've had COVID and all the implications that go with that.
Yeah. Now, again, you did not study long haulers, but we have heard reports that a small fraction of COVID survivors, some of whom have called themselves long haulers, have developed psychosis. They hear voices. They imagine things. They come out of it to explain it, you know, months down the road. Some said it's the most terrifying experience of their lives. Is that small fraction that's suffering severe mental health issues, is this included in that?
In this study, yes, we measured psychosis as well. And as a psychiatrist, I think psychosis is a kind of particularly both interesting and important group, not to get lost in between the anxiety, the mood disorders, and the stroke. And certainly we found that after COVID, particularly patients who've been really ill with their COVID, then there was quite high numbers of people developing psychosis symptoms. And I imagine what the people with long COVID are describing is just a reflection of that. And we've now picked up good evidence that does affect patients after COVID. I mean, for example, we found that if you'd needed to be admitted to intensive care with your COVID, 1 in every 33 patients afterwards was then being diagnosed with a psychosis. So we think there probably is at least a partially, if you like, biological connection.
So what do we do with this information, do you think, doctor? I mean, yes, it is confirming for people who have these effects months afterwards that they're not alone and, you know, they're not crazy to say that they've had these effects. It is somewhat comforting to know that it is only 1/3, but still, it's 1/3. What's going to be the impact of this, do you think?
I think there's 2 main sorts of impact. One, as a clinician, I'm concerned about the increased demand there's going to be, the increased need there's going to be for healthcare, both in primary and secondary healthcare services for people presenting with everything from an anxiety condition through to having a stroke or a brain hemorrhage. So I think health services around the world need to be ready to try and deal with the patients after COVID who are likely to present to them. As a researcher, I'm particularly interested in what the mechanisms are to explain these findings. For example, why is psychosis commoner after COVID-19? Is that something the virus is doing to your brain? Is that your immune reaction to the virus? Is it to do with blood clots on the brain? So we and others are doing some more intensive focus studies on particular patient groups to investigate them in more detail. And once you understand what the causes are, then you can begin to think about treatments that might either reverse or ideally prevent those problems happening in the first place after COVID.
We look forward to that research. Dr. Paul Harrison, Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Oxford, will link you to reporting on this research at herenow.org. Dr. Harrison, thank you.
Thank you.